me enough to pursue me.
Wow. I had not heard any of that. Hello, hello. Test, test, test. Am I on?
Yeah.
I'm on, baby. I did not know that Sandra Stewart was married to a rap star. I did not know that. I did not know that. Wow. Very good, you guys. Can you just do it again right now? I'm a mess. That's why I need Jesus so much. If you only knew. If you only knew. So are you admitting you're a mess too? That was wimpy. When they first manufactured golf balls in the beginning, they made the covers smooth, perfectly round. Then they discovered that after a ball had been roughed up, one could get more distance out of it. You know, guys. So they started manufacturing them with dimpled covers. So it is with life, the illustrator tells us. It takes some rough spots to make us go the farthest. And we're going to talk briefly today. We heard a little bit about him. Joseph was actually here earlier. I didn't know he was coming. I didn't know. But we're going to talk about him. He had a rough go of things. And hopefully as we talk through a few verses, we'll highlight that. Christmas has a lot of beauty in it. I mean, the place gets decorated. People are smiling. They're doing their Christmas thing. Obviously, it's beautiful. But the truth is, it reminds people oftentimes of what they don't have and who they don't have any longer. There can be some tremendous sadness that's coupled together with Christmas. And honest people understand that, as well as joy and celebration. Joseph and Mary did not grow up celebrating Christmas. Nope. They kind of participated in creating it. We've grown up our whole lives. Early on, Santa Claus was a hero. Not so much later. But we're not going to go into that because there's a few kids in the room. But I want you to look at Matthew chapter 1, verse 18. We're going to throw it up on the screen for you. It says this: this is how the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, the chosen one, the sent one of God, came about. So it's going to be laid out in Matthew. He's going to tell us the Christmas story, which I call the Jesus story or the Jesus message. The first thing is, Mary's pregnancy wasn't normal. Most of us know that. We weren't there, but we've heard stories. Matthew 1:18 says, his mother, speaking of Jesus, the Messiah, was pledged to be married to Joseph. So she was engaged, betrothed, a word they used to use that we don't use much anymore. They were coupled together. It was like a commitment already to marriage, yet the ceremony had not taken place. They were looking forward to this week-long wedding ceremony, which I am so glad that tradition went away because one afternoon was expensive enough four times. Sorry to make this about me, but I just remember, okay? His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together. Now, I don't know how detailed you want me to be to get today about before they came together. We're going to kind of stop sort of right there, but the wedding night had not happened, if you get what I'm saying. You know the honeymoon suite? Not two beds? Okay, that's enough. It had not taken place. My wife is probably up there going, no, stop him. Jesus, stop him now. But, okay. She was found to be pregnant with child through the Holy Spirit. And this is just a uh-oh right here, right now. What the heck happened? We're reading the story from the Scripture's vantage point. But put yourself as a best friend to Mary, or better yet, a best friend to Joseph, your buddies. You're going to be his best man. You're in life with him. Yeah, she's just been a little sick in the morning. Just had some tough mornings. No saltine crackers back then, none of that stuff. And slowly but surely, Mary was probably beautiful and young and strong and healthy. And she just had this little bump. This little bump. You never thought of Mary like this, did you? Just a little bump started happening. And, first couple months, nothing. But then this bump kept moving, and she stayed sick. Something's going on. And everybody realized, maybe Joseph first, because she was his girl. He was in love with her. He liked everything about her. Do you remember, boys, the couple of months before, after you put a ring on her hand and the wedding date was set? Do you remember? That's what's going on here. So Mary's pregnancy was not normal. Number two, Joseph was a really good guy. Joseph was a hero. Now, as we'll see, as we unpack this little story about Joseph and Mary, and I guess more importantly, Jesus, and even you and me, it's good to know what a great stepdad that Jesus had. Matthew 1:19 goes on, because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law. This is a good man. This is a stand-up guy. We learn here that he was a committed Jew, that he obeyed the Old Testament law. He listened to rabbinic teaching. He was a faithful fella. That's what this is telling us. And he did not want to expose her to public disgrace, even though in one sense, she really kind of deserved it. A bad guy, a mean guy, a judgmental guy, a hurt guy might have done different things here and gone off on a little bit of a bender, whatever a bender would be to you. Joseph cared, even though this was really weird. This is weird what's going on here. Engaged gal, virgin, to the best of anybody's knowledge. Parents were involved, and what must Mary's parents be thinking? We all know how somebody gets pregnant, right? You got that? We don't need to move on there, all right? So he had in mind to divorce her quietly. He was going to make a move. This wasn't right. This wasn't appropriate. He was going to do the right thing, but he was going to do it filled with mercy and kindness, quietly, privately. This was his thinking at the time. He would separate from her quietly. It wouldn't be in the Jerusalem Times. He wouldn't be on Channel 5 News that night. No desire to pile on by him. Are you a pile-oner? Do you like to point out people's weaknesses and highlight how bad they are to make yourself feel better? Joseph is a good guy. He was just going to quietly fade away. He wasn't a judgmental fella. He was brokenhearted for sure. What would you be? Number three, God showed up for Joseph, and he showed up big time. In verse 20, it says, but after he had considered this, thought through it, what am I going to do? Is this what should I do? Probably talking to his best friend who said, really, she's pregnant? Are you guys reading ahead? I'm not even there yet. What are you doing? But after he considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. So God shows up, and he shows up through an angel to bring some perspective and to bring some explanation. Now, one of my dreams for everybody in this room is that somehow, some way, you'd be willing to transfer from Jesus as some facts to getting to a place where you're fascinated by him. Because if you honestly get fascinated by him, you will wander your way into believing and following him. If you stay unfascinated by him, you'll sit back, maybe with your arms crossed, and say, I'm just not buying it. But get fascinated by him. So there's some explanation that comes forth. Look at it. Joseph, son of David, who he was in the lineage of David. Do not be afraid. Angels need to communicate this and communicate this quickly because angels freak us out. I've never seen one except, of course, my wife, of course. course. Is she smiling? Is she smiling? Sir, do not be afraid. And he says to Joseph, take Mary, take her home as your wife. And you know what he's telling him? He's saying, Joseph, look, this is what God's will. I don't know if he had a Jewish accent. I'm not sure. But he said, take her home with you as your wife. Don't divorce her quietly. Thank you for willing to be kind and normal at the time. He's saying, look, this is God's will for you. You have no idea what's coming. You have no idea. Although I'm going to tell you a little bit. Mary, 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 even though she's pregnant. And don't have any fear in doing that. You will be in the middle and the center of God's will. Even though this whole thing is weird, it's not normal. Because, here comes explanation. Because what is conceived, this pregnancy inside of your wife-to-be, in her is from the Holy Spirit. Mary was not involved with another man, like most people think, maybe even you think. This is something supernatural. This is an absolute miracle of miracles. Take her home as your wife. You good, Sam? You got your bagel? Cool. Welcome. Number four, Sam the man. I'm getting my hair done like that one day, so just preparing you. Okay, just preparing you. Not really. Number four. The angel informs Joseph in detail. This just highlighted to me the detail. Didn't have to do this. God doesn't have to do this. But if you will get fascinated by Jesus and slowly but surely gain some detail in 2018 with me, with us, you too can believe in Jesus. You can begin to follow him. You can actually fall in love with him, and he will alter your life and your thinking in ways you can't even imagine, but you got to get fascinated by Jesus. So he gives them some detail during this dream. This is a pretty special dream. Number one, first off, Mary will have a son. He fills them in. Look what he says in verse 21. She will give birth to a son. I never heard this the first time around. But she's going to have a boy. What if it would have been a daughter? I know. It wasn't. It's going to be a son. It's a promise before it happened. An angel speaking. Good news for a dad in that culture, having a son, firstborn. Good deal. Obviously, that's not moving you that much, but it was funny to me. Number two. Next, he says, you need to name him Jesus. So here's this stepdad. He's got a pregnant wife. He's in this dream, hearing God, having God show up. So it's pretty special, no doubt about it, in his dream. But it's a privilege of a man back then to be able to name his son. And he might have been Joseph Jr. Who knows? I know it wasn't his. He's a stepdad. We all get that. But he says in verse 21, and you are to give him, this again is God's will, the name Jesus. Why is Jesus so significant? Because it means God saves, God delivers. Now I want you to notice just for fun, you might want to highlight it in your brain. This is Jesus' name. It's Jesus. It's Jesus. It's not Jesus Christ. Jesus is the Christ, the sent one of God, the Messiah. It's not Jesus, Lord over all. That's not his middle name and his last name. It's Jesus. You're going to be friends with him. Call him Jesus. Call him Jesus. Last detail, number three. He will save his people from their sins. He says in verse 21, name him Jesus. Why? Because he will save his people from their sins. Jesus, the Christmas message, the Jesus message, brings with it the ability to be forgiven for wrongdoing. This is what Christmas is all about. We are so trained and trapped by the world. This morning when I was showering, I don't know about you, but when I'm in the shower, I think, And it's not that I don't think other times, but I come up with these great ideas. I come up with these great ideas. Great to me. Not to the angel here all the time. But I thought this morning, I realized what I'm going to give my son-in-laws for Christmas. I'm not telling you. But it's a cool gift. And one of them's sitting right here, and he's trying to figure it out. He's not going to know until Monday morning, if the angel allows it. Think about that. This child is the promised Messiah. That's what the Messiah is going to do. Old Testament points to him. Promises about him, what he will do, what he'll accomplish. Somehow, if you will get fascinated by Jesus, this is why he can forgive you and me of sin, wrongdoing in our life. This had to be the clincher for Joseph. I mean, the angel's a big deal in his dream, all that he's experiencing, overwhelmed. This is the Christmas story that Jesus saves people from their sins. Nothing more, nothing less. If you take that home with you, or you give that an audience in 2008, nothing, nothing, nothing could be more important than that. Get fascinated by Jesus. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for these people that have worked so hard to present truth to us. Thank you for the Jesus message and how it changes lives. And I just pray, as we try to embrace it, grab hold of it, put it in our brain and move it to our heart, that it would be true for each of us, that we could be his people, followers of him. May each of us get fascinated in whatever way we can by Jesus. And we pray this in Jesus' name. And everybody said, how about a song for a few minutes and then I'll dismiss you. You'll know when it happens.